WBATX Mobile 14714. Good morning.
This is F, first SA, T9 Builder, ACATT.
Well, good morning, Jim. Another beautiful day in paradise. I didn't even look to see what the weather is supposed to be today. According to my phone, it's 69 degrees, but according to the truck, it's 73. But we're not working on the canine today. Apparently, Grand Traverse Sheriff's Department had a fender bender. Well, I guess they dented more than the fender, so we're removing everything out of the car that's reusable. Other than that, we're just kind of disabling it and leaving it where it is, so there you go. But that's what I got to do today is dismantle the car, and hopefully it'll have the parts I need to finish the canine, so we'll see.
Sounds like something different. I always worry about working on damaged cars because sharp metal pieces seem to magically appear in places you don't expect them to be.
You know, I would tell you almost working on a new car is almost worse than working on something like that. Because you walk into a situation where you see a car that's been smashed. You know, you take that extra time to be careful because you don't know what you're getting into. The problem you run into is when you deal with a brand new car and you drop a headliner or move a panel or something like that, and you don't realize during the manufacturing process this little burr's been left. And when you pull your arm away, and next thing you know, you got a big old slash on your arm and blood's everywhere. So there you go.
Yes, you know, you're probably right. You know, it's amazing when metal fabrication, you do end up with those sharp burrs. It's a sheet of aluminum or a sheet of steel. They both cut your skin just as well.
Peter, you want to switch over to 86?
Alpha Charlie, Delta what? Delta Golf. 2SY.
2SY, WDATX.
NATDMH Mobile.
NATCC, you listening?
Good morning, sir. NATDMH Mobile, Traverse City.
Hey, good morning, sir. How's everything over in the west side of the state today? I'm over in Petoskey, just getting off work.
Everything over here is surprisingly average, which is surprising.
You know, I used to live in T.C. back in the late 90s, early 1000s, so I suppose any place in Northern Michigan could be considered average. I consider the state above average, at least in the north part here. You know, Southwestern Michigan interests me a bit. The UP always interests me. And the water always interests me, so... Yeah, Traverse has certainly grown, kind of like my hometown of Gaylord. I remember when Gaylord was quiet and TC was the hub. Now I think they're both hubs.
Yeah, it seems that whenever I'm in either of those places, it's always chaos, especially Gaylord. Whenever I'm in Gaylord, it's just crazy town. So, I mean, I guess that's... what you get for having a decent-sized town right off I-75, or have I-75 going straight through it. So, anyway. I'm headed up to Petoskey, actually, north of Petoskey, north of Harbor Springs, headed up to Stutzenville today. There's, going to do a repeater install at, one of the tower sites up there. For work, though, not for ham stuff. So... that'll be fun. Pretty basic little setup they've got, and it shouldn't take too terribly long.
That sounds fine. I'm sure the clients will appreciate a new repeater, and hopefully it will work good for them, whatever they're doing.
Yeah, they're upgrading from GR1225, pretty old machine. New enough that it's got wideband, but old enough that it's still very, very analog at its core. And when I say very analog, I mean, like, the entire audio path stays analog through the entire repeater, where all the repeaters you'll find that are on our system actually are, they actually convert everything over to digital PCM audio in the station control board, and then once it reaches the exciter actually switches it back to analog, and then retransmits it. And that's what all the new repeaters do because they're all digital capable. The MTR-2000 is an exception. Why they did it, I don't know. But I'm not going to complain because they have really nice sounding audio. And they have a very, very small audio delay in them. The 3000s have quite a bit more audio delay, but that's also a full digital repeater. And, yeah, all the new SLRs, the GTR-8000s, they all do that because they're fully digital repeaters, so. There you go. A little tidbit of information.
Well, I don't know a lot about the numbers, but I understood some of it. Been a while since I studied my theory. I really gotta re-hit the books again. I've been wanting to get my extra for some time now, and it's just, boy, that's a lot of math and a lot of study. NAPCT.
Left a little bit of space there, see if anyone wanted to jump in. Yep, it's, I haven't had a chance to, get my extra, and probably won't have any time to do that for the foreseeable future until I get somebody else hired. I'm going to be working quite the amount of hours every week, so. I hit 40 hours at about noon yesterday, and I've got pretty close to a full day today. I'll have to see what the boss says by the time I get back into town once I'm done up here. But, yep, it'll, it's gonna be one of those days, so I'm not gonna complain too much because I'll just look at the bank account and I'll be happy about that. Every paycheck will be good with the overtime.
Overtime is a good thing, always.
Up to a point. When it starts interfering with how much you sleep, then that's a problem. I haven't gotten to that point yet, but there have been a couple times where it's gotten close.
Yeah, I work night shift at a hotel here in Petoskey. I just got off, so I work 11 to 7. I sleep in the daytime, and it's it can be challenging at times.
Yeah, I would not be able to do that. I might be able to do it if I have an insane amount of caffeine. Then it might work, but, yeah.
Yeah, I've been on the night shift for a long time. Daytime is a little stressful, so I found that I can function better at nighttime, fewer people around. So my, my choice of professions are a little more limited, but someone always needs someone on the night shift somewhere, so. And it usually has a little more of a premium to it. If you can do it, it works. It works for me. I've been doing it now for about the last 10 years.
Well, there you go. You fully adapted, so there you go, yeah. You got that going for you. I don't know if I'd be able to adapt. Well, maybe. I could certainly try, but I don't know how well I would succeed. So. Anyways. But, yep. Alright, well, I'm going to jump out of here. I'm going to turn up some music here and enjoy the drive north. And watch for all the traffic because I'm hitting town at just about the time everybody else is. So, got to watch out for the crazy people. 7-3, good to talk to you again. Sure, we'll chat again at some point. NAPZT, NAGMH, Mobile Traverse City.
NAGMH, NAPZT, in here, Steven. Actually, I'm away to Indian River, that's where I live. You give yourself the safe trip up, and I don't know, but you know, you're going to be installing a repeater in the tower site. I can't see how that's generally all that bad situation. If I had the skill set, I might be able to do it too, so it's not what I trained for. But anyway, let's go. You have a good day, and safe travels to you. 73 NAPZT.
W, Mackinac City. W8AGB listening.
NAGMH Mobile.
Great, Delta Mike Hotel, Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Sierra Uniform, portable.
Hi, Toby, what's going on? Yeah, I heard a little bit of something, and then you were gone.
Now, do you have a full day or a half day today?
It's to be determined at this point. I am not sure if I'm going to have a full day or a half day today. Well, it's not a half day because it's already half through the day, and I'm still in Emmett County. Yeah, you're not making it very good.
Oh, the repeater seems real goofy lately on DMR. The other night, I wish I had known you had turned off the DMR side because I was just getting ready to key up while you were testing and nothing was coming through.
The other night, the entire hub was disconnected, so, yeah, nothing was working.
Ah, okay. Yeah, I may have to change the setting in here because after I unkey, it takes like 10 to 15 seconds for it to switch over to analog.
Yeah, it's going to be that way. There's a lot of network delays between when it goes through TGIF, then comes out at my house, and then it gets converted over to analog into the All-Star network. Yeah, it's going to have a lot of delays, and there's not a whole lot we can do about that right now.
Okay. Yeah, it just seems real laggy, and I thought it was something in the settings, so I looked at my settings, and I didn't want to mess with anything. I can drop my milliseconds down because I'm at 300, but I can understand that. Well, is it crazy traffic up there?
No, it's not too wild up here. I think the wildest thing I've seen so far is the line that's going into the recycling center here in Emmett County. I just turned onto Pleasant View Road. And I think that's probably the craziest thing yet. Anyway, yeah. So, no, I wouldn't change your preamble. Don't change that. You want to leave it at about 300 or sometime. I actually have it on my Motorola. I have it set to like 960 or something like that. The longer you have that set, the easier, if you're more out on the fringe, the easier your radio will have time keying up the machine. Because that means it'll keep trying for a little longer.
Ah, okay, yeah. Well, I'll tell you, I'm liking the radio, just I hope to get a few more things in here, and hopefully I can hit the repeater at your house or the other Munson one there and get some more activity and learn how to use this a little bit more because, you know, I spent a lot of money.
All those repeaters are all set up the exact same. And the reason why is so that you can do the roaming. So you're not going to hear a whole lot of activity unless you actually key up a talk group. to listen to. Other than that, they're not going to, you're not going to hear a whole lot unless you listen on the statewide, which are statics, or TGIF, which is quote unquote kind of set up as a static. Sort of, it sort of works sometimes. So, all right, Toby, I'm going to let you go. I'm about to grab some lunch here. Anything you make.
Okay, Drake, we'll talk to you later. MADMHKCAVSU 73. Have a good holiday if I don't talk to you throughout the weekend.
Hello, radio. This is W8RRM looking to be on here today. Hello, radio. This is W8RRM looking anybody around.
Alpha Charlie 8, Delta Golf. Listening on the link.
This is KE8FGW portable.
And ADMH mobile.
Good afternoon.
What's so good about it?
Oh boy, one of them days. Oh, I know how stuff are like. Yeah, it's getting warm and muggy out, that is for sure. It's only 73 degrees.
It's not too bad down here, 75, but it's not very humid, so it feels like 75.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, it's down for it here this morning, so for maybe half hour or so. After that, it warmed right up, so. Yeah, we're just here hanging out. If you guys get too bored in Sheboygan, always come up this way. I guess that cable that finally came in to hook it into the repeater through the Raspberry Pi. So I got that to figure out this weekend.
Oh, good deal. I might be able to help you get that on wideband too. Depending on the time this weekend, whenever you start working on that, I can help you out with that. So, there you go. I'm headed back down to Traverse after spending all morning and some of this afternoon, and Petoskey, actually in Sutsonville, is at the CC set site. Emmett County Road Commission got a new repeater, so I installed that for them. Got the heck out of there, picked up a couple radios from Emmett County EMS, and now I'm headed back to the shop. And hopefully today all I got to do is do paperwork and go home.
There you go. Well, sounds like you spent more time in the vehicle than you did actual work.
It was a 2.5 hour install, 2.5-3 hour install, mainly because the duplexer that was ordered wasn't quite sure if it would handle 250 watts, and turns out it does. I was just wanted to endurance test it to make sure. I was a little worried about that.
Yeah, that's for sure. I know that one there. I just don't remember if it was rated for 250 or not. I don't remember what it's rated for, but anyway, it's been there. Yeah, as long as it works, and the road commission's happy. I was kind of surprised they didn't switch over to the 800s. Most of the road commission up here is they're all on 800s now.
No. If they're going to switch, they're not going to switch over to 800. If anything, they're going to go DMR. They've got a Moto Turbo capable repeater now. So that's pretty much ready to go for them. So all they got to do is just upgrade the rest of the radios in their fleet, because they've got a few that are already turbo capable. They just got to replace all their old ones that are analog only, and they'll be able to run turbo.
Oh yeah, that's for sure. So that sounds good. Anywho, yeah, it's starting to rain again. Okay, so hoping it's gonna be nice tomorrow.
Yeah, I know it was supposed to rain today, but we haven't gotten any rain down here yet. At least I didn't get any up in Petoskey. I don't know about Travers. I'd have to go. Guess when I get home, when I look at the rain gauge, but yeah. Got no idea if it rained down here or not, so. But I'm just rolling into Elk Rapids now, so we're getting closer and closer.
Oh yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, I was going to do an antenna install on the tower. But yeah, in the rain, so we'll hold off on it for a different day.
Yeah, there you go. Although I've heard that whenever you install an antenna, either in the cold or in the rain, usually it works better.
There you go. So, yeah, it helps. But got the children, so life just left for work. So that's going to hinder things.
Yeah, you'll have that. All right, Brad. Well, I'm going to continue on driving here. Figured I'd throw my call out there, and eventually somebody came back, and you came back, so figured I'd answer you back, too. So I'm going to focus on driving here, and we'll try to catch you later on. K8FJW, NATDMH, Mobile Oil Traffic.
All right, sir. Sounds good. And, yeah, let me know what you guys are doing. Probably, I don't know, whatever. Give me some sort of a plan, so I'm ready any time that anybody wants to help out, so that's all flexible I am. We just have, our youngest is turning one tomorrow, so we're having her birthday party tomorrow evening, so. All right, now, I'm free. So, anyway, 73, we'll catch you later on. NATDMH, KC8FJW.
Yeah, we'll do. We'll let you know what's going on for bridge walk and stuff if you want to come down and help with that. So we'll keep you in the loop. 73-8DMH mobile.
Sounds good. Catch you later.
8DMH mobile. K8RRD mobile.
Hey, I know that guy.
Hey, how you doing, Dick? Yeah, I heard you're on the road. And I'm heading north for a couple of days of either rest or relaxation or work. I have an older brother who's going to decide that for me.
I've got a better idea. What if you just do both at the same time?
Yeah, I try that. Putting up drywall in a bathroom that's partially tore apart, but partially remodeled, and now we're on the finishing stages, and the boss will be there to give guidance, so I don't know if that's going to be a positive or a negative.
I guess there's only one way to find out. But anyway. So you're headed up. Okay, yeah, you're headed up to the UP to your cabin or whatever it is, yeah?
After that, see my brother and his wife and their two dogs. So, yeah. going out for a couple of days. I'm coming back on Sunday. I do not want to deal with the traffic on Monday, especially coming across the bridge when it's going to be closed and everybody's going to be backed up, and you know the story. And then back to work on Tuesday. It's going to be interesting.
Certainly keep life interesting, that's for sure. But, yeah, I would try to avoid anywhere near St. Ignace or Mackinac City Monday. Just kind of a game until, like, later afternoon.
Yeah, that's what my goal is, heading back on Sunday, probably late Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening. That way I can still make it home, relax for a day while I'm home, and then get myself mentally prepared for all of the students I have in class on Tuesday.
That's right. School starts next week. Yep. And you'll have fun with that. For me, it'll be just another day.
I thought about it on one of my days coming back home this week that dang, I've done this enough time, I'm becoming numb to this, getting ready for school stuff. But I will say this, that every year, every day is a different day when it comes down to kids, because you never know what they're going to throw at you.
I don't know, man, but when you work the hours that I do sometimes, every day just kind of blurs into one, and then you're just like, oh, it's Friday? I thought it was Tuesday.
Yeah, I felt that way for a while when I was working construction, and, anyway, I figured I'd give you a holler out. I'm coming up on Sheboygan and some of that city traffic that I so dearly love. So I will let you go. Enjoy your day, enjoy your weekend, have a safe one, and watch out for those who are on the road who are not as observant and responsible as you may be, or you are, I should say. NADMH, K8RRD.
I'll certainly try to keep a lookout for them. 7-3, enjoy your weekend. NADMH Mobile.
K8RRD Mobile.
This is Kilo, Echo 8, Fox, Charlie Whiskey, monitoring.
K8, EUP for radio check.
Loud and clear, K8SBW. One note, whenever you program it, go back in and check the microphone settings and make it sure it's on at least 3 of 4.
On at least 3 of 4.
You're very good in there. You sounded just right.
Shannon, don't run away.
Nope, I'm on the bridge on my way home.
Home from the in-laws?
Roger that.
Are you around in the morning?
Yes, sir.
All right. I'll get a hold of you later today. W8RPM.
All right, I get home, I'll pick up Christy. We're going to go to Wilson's for dinner.
It's just, I'll send you a text or something. We got some stuff going on in the morning. You might be interested if you're around over at Hack and some other stuff. So I will pass the details along if you're available.
Thank you, sir.
73 W8RPM.
K8SBW.
This is Kilo, Echo 8, Fox, Julie Whiskey, monitoring.
KFAWWTS.
KE8FJW, monitoring. KE8FJW monitoring.
This is W8RRM. Anybody out there tonight?